Thank you, Lord. What a blessing. Thank you, Lord.
I wish I hadn't went in Hassel with my dad. My dad went in Hassel with me. Woo! I scared of losing my money. We bought that land and we backed out on building. My dad got disheartened. He said, you've got to send a pickle here. And then I sold that for 80 and I kept 20 of the profit. He kept 20. And then he started laughing. He said, woo, you got a south of pickle. Not me, the Lord did. Amen. I wish I hadn't took his 20,000. Amen. Great God. I wish I'd have kept it, because then we took that money and built a house. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us. I come to tell us, God, your counsel's good. Yeah. He can look down through the future. He can look around corners. He knows the way.
I ain't going to get down with this.
He has the experience, don't he? He has the knowledge. He's got the education. He's always available. He's got the perfect advice. His motives are pure. Thank God. He's a mighty God.
Glory.
What's that mean? That means hero.
Yes, yes.
I don't even know where Weston got it from. Well, the other day he hollered in the house. He did something there and he pushed his chest out and he said, I'm a superhero. Woo! I tell you, I've got a superhero.
Yeah.
And it ain't Superman. It ain't Batman, Brother Earl. Oh. Hey, God! It ain't Spider-Man, but it's Jesus, man. Hallelujah. Woo! I said, he is a mighty God. He's mighty in death. He's mighty over sin. He's mighty over the grave. And John said he's mighty in eternity. Hey, God. Isaiah said, I'm moving quick here. He is the everlasting Father.
Right.
There has never been a time when he was not. Amen. And there will never be a time when he will not be.
You're right.
He always has been.
Always.
Woo. And he always will be. He is the I am. Aren't you glad for that?
Yeah.
Woo! This verse also tells us he is our Father. Not only is he an everlasting Father, not only is he a super, and not only is he a hero, I added that super. Not only is he a hero, but he's my Father.
That's right.
Great God.
Yeah.
I read about that Roman emperor that was riding down the streets of Rome. The crowds were all out hollering, Hail Caesar, you know? And this little boy, 12 or 13 years old, come running through the crowds and ran all the way to the horse and the chariot that held the emperor inside that chariot. Amen. And those guards standing by said, oh, no, no, you can't approach the Caesar. You can't approach the emperor. Nobody can do that. And he pushed his chest out and he said, I can. That's my Father. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Hey, God, I know he's high. I know he's sitting up high, but he's looking low. But I come to him, Brother Daniel, because he's my Father. I said, he's my God. He is everlasting Father. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. My, I got to hurry here. I'll never get through all this. Jeremiah said he's a loving God. We was going to read all these, but we ain't got time. Amen. Psalm said he supports us with his own hand.
Right.
Timothy said he sustains us. Amen. John said he comforts us. Luke said he's a provider. Philippians 4:19 said, my God shall supply. He said he's my supplier. Amen. Hey, he is the, lastly, Isaiah said he is the Prince of Peace.
Thank you, Lord.
In a world where there can, where you can find no peace, he's the Prince of Peace.
Yes, he is.
Woo. Hallelujah. This world will chew you up and spit you out and leave you in a hog pen.
Sure will.
We're talking about witnessing. I won't call this guy's name. There might be a chance somebody would know him. But I met a guy this past week, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
I've been talking to him two or three times. I got his number. He told me, he said, I got to drive all the way to Kentucky and sit on the back seat and act like a sinner where nobody knows me because I'm so embarrassed. He pastored a church in the state of West Virginia. Pastored a church. And he come down with cancer. And the doctors told him, he said, when you go to the doctor every 6 months, they tell you, they doubt you got six more months to live. He said, it'll affect your mind.
Yep.
He said, it'll affect your mind. He said, I went cuckoo. He said, my wife went cuckoo. We split up. 30-some years of marriage. He He said, we split up. We've had a hard couple years of it, back and forth, getting back together. And he said, far as I know, we're in the process of divorcing right now. Amen. Back and forth. He said, it's terrible. He said, I've got to go all the way down to Kentucky when I want to go to church and sit on the back seat. Nobody even knows me down there. Amen. He said, it's terrible. I looked at that man, Brother Tommy, and I saw a man, all he wanted was peace.
Yep.
That's all he wanted.
Yep.
That's all he wanted was peace. I come to tell you, if you know Jesus, you've got peace that the world don't know about. I said, you got peace that the world can't explain. Thank God I can lay my head down on the pillow at night. Amen. And if the morning comes, so be it. But if it don't, it's good night over here and good morning over there. Hey, I come to tell us, I'm not afraid to die. I'm not looking to die tomorrow. I got 5 kids to raise. But hey, I come to tell you, I'm not afraid to die. I've got peace. When I knelt down in an altar and that baby Jesus, amen, saved me of my sin, I come to tell you, he gave me a peace that the world can't take away.
Yes.
Peace. He's the Prince of Peace.
Yes, he is.
Lastly, I'll call us up here to pray. Amen. He said, Isaiah said, let's look at the majesty, chapter number 9, verse number 7 of his kingdom. It's already clear, amen, that this baby born in Bethlehem was not any ordinary baby, but he was a God baby. He might have been born in obscurity and raised in poverty, but the baby born in Bethlehem was and is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Thank God.
Woo. This passage speaks beyond his humble birth to see his glorious reign. Amen. The last verses I read to you. Isaiah looks far beyond the first morning of Jesus, and he looks way into the second coming of Christ. Isaiah sees a day when Jesus will occupy the throne of his father David.
Yeah.
He sees a time when there will be peace. Amen. Oh God. Woo! Give me these scriptures real quick. Brother Tommy, go ahead, Brother Tommy, turn to Isaiah chapter number 35. Give me Isaiah 35 and I'll give you the verses when we get there. I got a few I need to get out. Brother Tom, give me Isaiah 2 and 4. Amen. And then we'll get these and go. And I'll call us into these. This is very good scriptures we need to get here before we stop. Jesus will occupy, Isaiah said, the throne of his father David. Amen. And we are told that the government shall be upon his shoulders. The shoulder is a picture of strength and power. Right now, the government of this world rests upon the shoulder of Satan. For Corinthians said, the God of this world, who is that? That's the devil, hath blinded their eyes and blinded their minds and has got this world in upheaval and uproar. Amen. And sin, disaster. Amen. That's the God of this world. But one of these days, he said, the government shall rest upon his shoulders. There'll be perfect peace. There'll be joy. Thank God in heaven because of the majesty of his kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
He has filled every corner of this world. Devil has with sin and destruction and death. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come to give you life and give it more abundant.
Amen. Amen.
One day the dominion of the universe will be snatched from the hand of the devil. Control of the universe will pass to the hands of the Lamb of God and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He will forever banish the blight of sin. He will destroy the destructive power of Satan. And he will drive out tears and trials and suffering and disappointment and frustration. The universe will have a righteous king who does all things good.
Yes, he does.
Woo! Amen. Brother Tommy, you got 35, don't you?
Yeah.
While I'm here, because I'm already here close to Isaiah chapter number 11. If you want to write these down, give me a few more minutes and we're done. Isaiah chapter number 11. Starting at verse number 4, amen, he talks about how that even the poor will have equal treatment. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth. Amen. Skip on down to verses number 6 and 7, and it talks about how even the animal kingdom will be at peace.
Right.
The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid,
yeah,
and the calf and and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them.
Thank you.
Can you see a little child grabbing a hold of a leopard by a leash? Amen. And saying, here's my pet dog, Daddy. Amen. I got a wild leopard that I'm leading. I'm talking about the majesty of his kingdom. I'm talking about the Prince of Peace. I'm talking about the mighty counselor. I'm talking about the everlasting Father. He's a good God. Amen. Amen. Verse number 8, the animals and the man will be at peace, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? A suckling child sitting on a venomous snake.
Yeah.
We get our kids away from that now. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. Hallelujah. Hey, man. Verse number 9. All violence will be removed from the earth. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. God said there'll be no more war. There'll be no more brother against brother. There'll be no more black against white, or white against black, or red, yellow, black, or white. But thank God, we'll be like we were intended from the start. Man will love man. We'll love one another. There'll be no more war. God will make all things right. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. There'll be no more hatred and murder in the holy mountain of God. We can't fathom a world like that, because we see it even amongst our churches. We can't fathom a world where there's total peace. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Oh God, help us. Isaiah 2 and 4 tells us that there'll be no more war.
Yay, Lord.
2 and 4.
And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people.
He said he's going to rebuke them. He's going to judge the nations.
Yeah. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks.
Wait there. Right. Their swords will be beat to plowshares. We don't need a sword to fight with. We're going to plow the ground. Great God, we don't need spears to stab one another with. We're going to prune the vines. Hey, I come to tell you, God said, amen, I'm going to do away with all war.
Thank you, Lord.
Nation shall not rise up.
No more nation against nation. Every day in the headlines, Assyria is doing this, Turkey's doing this. Amen. That Middle East melting pot. Great God, on that day there'll be total peace. No nation again. Nobody will be rising up against Israel. The Palestinians will love Israel. Great God, there'll be total peace. Amen.
Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
Woo! No more sword against one another, neither will there be any more war.
Great God, we ought to be shouting in this.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There'll be no more war. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 35, give me verses 1 and 2, Brother Tommy. Amen. Don't mean to be confusing. Then we need to skip down verse number 7. Amen. Isaiah 35. Let's get 1 and 2 first.
The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice.
The desert's even going to rejoice.
And blossom as the rose.
Woo! What now? That barren desert where nothing can grow, even it's going to blossom? In that day it will, because his kingdom is majesty. Hey, God, hey, I come to tell you, his kingdom will be perfect. Go ahead.
It shall blossom abundantly.
Abundantly.
And rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God.
Woo! Skip on down to 7.
And the parched ground shall become a pool.
Still talking about the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool. There'll be water in the desert.
And the thirsty land springs of water in the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes.
Woo! Isaiah's painting us a picture, amen, of this Christmas. Amen, baby Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Going down, Brother Tommy, get verse number 3. It tells us how that in that day there'll be no more disease. There'll be no more affliction, for that will all come to an end. Starting at verse 3, I think, through 6.
Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. The eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped.
Ooh, wait. The eyes of the blind's going to open up. The deaf ears are going to be unstopped, and they're going to be able to hear again. In that day, there'll be no more blind. In that day, there'll be no more cancer. There'll be no more heart attacks. There'll be no more disease. There'll be no more bad backs. Thank God. In that day, there'll be no more sickness and pain.
Praise the Lord.
Woo! Sister Missy, get a song up here. Go ahead.
Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing.
The lame man will leap as a hart, as a deer. The lame man who never walked, that man in a wheelchair who was paralyzed all of his live long life down here,
he's going to jump up and run like a deer. Hey, I'm done here. I come to tell us in this house, won't that be worth holding on for? I said, won't that be worth it? There'll be no more disease. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more sickness. It's worth holding on for. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! His kingdom will be a place of joy. Verse number 10 of that same chapter. And he ransomed, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs, and with everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
Praise the Lord.
No more sorrow.
Praise
God. Glory, glory, glory. His kingdom will be a kingdom of righteousness. 32:1. I'm done. Then we're gonna come to these altars. You can say this. You heard the word of God tonight.
Amen.
Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness. Amen. And princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as a shadow of the great rock in the weary land. And the eyes of them that shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammers shall be ready to speak plainly. Hey, won't that be a good place? I said, won't that be a good land? I think it's Isaiah 65. Amen. Let me read to you, and then I'm done. Great God, I could go all night long here. I know I'm preaching longer than I usually do. Isaiah, amen, 65 and verse number 20. There shall be no more fence, an infant of days,
what?
Nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. Great God, death will be, amen, irrelevant in that day.
Woo!
Great God, I come to tell us, stand with me in this house. I'm preaching about Isaiah's Christmas message. Won't that be a good land? Won't that be a good place? Won't that be worth hanging on for? I tell you, if you're not saved here tonight, you're going to miss out. Amen. Instead of all of the above that I just read to you, you'll be in a place called hell, where the worm dieth not, where the fire is not quenched. You better be making preparations to be with God.
Yes,
Jesus. And the girl said earlier, don't wait too late.
Don't wait too late. Right.
Yeah. I tell you, I want to live where the child leads the leopard and the lion, don't you?
Yes, sir.
He said that the bear and the cow is going to eat together.
Great God, cows eat bears.
Amen.
Yeah. Bears eat cows.
I said that wrong, didn't I?
Woo!
The wolf's the predator of the wilderness.
Yes, Lord.
He's going to be a friend of the cow.
Thank you, Lamb.
He's going to be a friend to the Lamb.
Praise God.
Oh, you better get ready. It's longer than I usually preach.
Get ready.
The Lord's dealing in this house tonight. I tell you what, if you're not lost, if you're not saved here tonight, amen, you're not ready to meet God, you better be the first one in this altar.
You're right.
Amen, you better be the first one in this altar.
Yes, Lord.
While they play and sing. Come on, church, let's gather in. Amen, don't wait too late. Oh, aren't you glad for Isaiah's Christmas message? Aren't you glad of his majesty? Aren't you glad that he is the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, yes, everlasting Father, mighty Counselor, oh God, Isaiah's Christmas message. You better get in on this while there's still time.
You're right.
You better get on this. Don't put it off. Don't listen to the devil and say you can do it another time. You better do it right now.
Right now. Yes.
You better give God your life right now. You better humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
Jesus.
Say, Jesus, I'm not going to run no more.
Oh.
I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to trust you. Come on, come on, come on. Let's pray.
Yes, Lord.
Let's pray in this house. Let's pray. Come on, come on.
Peace.